This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. How did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there on the website. And then you can give me your email address. That's right. There's a box up there to give me your email address. I send an email every week. I let you know who's going to be on the show, topics we're going to be discussing. It just gives you some insight. You know, maybe some nights you don't want to listen to. And maybe there's somebody that you're really into, and you find out he's on the show, he or she are on the show, and you can listen up, listen in. And again, I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Or you can call me direct, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to save the Steve Bannon piece for the third hour, because there's a lot to talk about. I mean, seriously, I listened to that 60 Minutes interview. Actually, I listened to it twice. Because the first time I listened to it, I was getting irritated at the, I don't know, what is it, Maury Schaefer or whoever it was who actually did the interview with him. Because you could tell, you could hear the left-leaning in his voice. You could hear the irritation. He just wanted to go off on him. He just wanted to let him have it. So I decided, okay, so let's do it a second time, and let's see if Steve's being a jerk or what's going on there. Steve's being Steve. And if you listen to it, you're not on one side or the other. You just listen to what he's saying. The other fellow from 60 Minutes, he wanted to interject what he believed to be the truth. It couldn't be farther from the truth. Anyway, so Hillary's begun her book tour, right? And it's really funny that, you know, again, she has a book tour. She is leaving, what do you want to call it, legacy. She's leaving information behind, if you would, when she moves on from this great earth. And she starts talking, you know, in the book she's talking about, she does talk about some of the things that she believes to be truth. Notice I said that she believes to be truth. Right? So some people are calling it her 2016 campaign tour autopsy. Right? What happened? So I want you to hear, it's really funny. They all have selected memory. Last week I played you the piece on Obama. I played you the speech that Schumer gave. They were all against DACA. They were all against open border. They were all against this stuff. And all of a sudden, right, they're for it. All of a sudden, they have all evolved, I guess. I don't know any other way to put it. So first, let's hear what, before I comment on it, let's hear what Hillary Clinton said on CNN. Maybe. You know, this thing always bites me when I do this. Always have fun with it. So anyway, again, she's out there. She's begun, whatever, her book tour. And in the book tour, in this, she's talking to these people about what's going on, about what she sees that got in her way. And she never admits to the fact that she's part of the problem, that she can't seem to find the truth to save her butt. But none of them can, and she's had a whole year to deal with this, right? Let's take a listen. Maybe. Come on. You hate me, don't you? Oh, this is always so much fun. Here, I hate reading it to you, but I'm going to anyway. So she's having an interview with Christine Amanpour, and during the exchange, Clinton had some tough words for the children of the illegal immigrants. Now, see, the difference is if I say it to you, you think it's just me, but I'll post the video up later on. So she says that the immigrants, and she talks about the waves of these immigrants that came in, these unaccompanied minors coming in 2014. She told Amanpour that the United States was a nation of laws and that they probably had to go. Now think about that. We are a nation of laws and that they probably had to go. She goes on to say, and I quote, "We have to send a clear message that just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean that the child gets to stay." You take a note? Because this is crazy. She goes on to say, "So we don't want to send a message that is contrary to our laws, or we'll encourage more children to take that dangerous journey and come up over the border." So Amanpour says, "So you're saying that they should be sent back now?" She says, Hillary responds, "Well, they should be sent back as soon as it can be determined who the responsible adult and their families are, because there are concerns whether all of them should be sent back. But I think all of them who can be should be sent back immediately to their families." Now, she had a broader discussion about immigration. Hillary, yeah, I know, it's hard to believe, right? She had a broader discussion about this. You know, and when Hillary talked, there's so much compassion. I wish I could play the clip. It just won't play. Maybe they're taking it down. I don't know. There's so much compassion in her voice, but she keeps coming back to how we are a nation of laws. They have to follow the laws. We can't just give them a free pass. Funny how when it comes out of her mouth, nobody on the left goes out of their minds. But when it's just amazing to me on a regular basis how we can use the exact same words on the exact same issue to the exact same host or commentator. We are bad, mean, evil sons of Satan. They, however, are sitting at the right hand of God. Think about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey! Even though as the night goes on, I still want us to remember that this is, I don't want to call it a celebration, in remembrance of 9-11 and 9-11-2012. Let's not forget what took place in Benghazi. Let's not forget what Obama and Clinton allowed to happen in Benghazi. Let's not forget those pictures of our ambassador and others, our ambassador being zapped by a cattle prod in his genitals. Isn't that nice? That's always exciting. I don't want you guys to forget any of this. I want this to keep you teed off 24/7. Not to the point of committing violence, but at least to the point of understanding that it's not cool. It is so bad. It's so not cool. Okay, so what you guys wanted, you want me to play the Hillary clip? All that for 15 seconds. Guess what? I got it fixed. So Let's play it. See, let's see if it'll work. Right, God? God bless America. You know what? You ever hear that thing that it's just not meant to be, maybe? The technical gods are not lining up tonight. I don't know what to tell you, but other than that, because if it works, I would.
But we have to send a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay. So we don't want to send a message that is contrary to our laws or will encourage more children to make that danger.
Wait a minute. I got to check the lip sync on that. Because there's no way that's her, right? Because she would never agree to that, would she?
But we have to send a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay. So we don't want to send a message that is contrary to our laws or will encourage more children to make that dangerous journey.
God. All right? I mean, come on. These people have selective recall. Seriously. I always used to say a lot on the show that the reason they hate this interweb thing so much is because you can't erase everything. I don't care how good you are. You cannot erase everything. And these things come up on a regular basis like they did last week when we were beating on, what's his name, Schumer. I mean, and Obama. They've got speeches out all over the place on being against this. All of them do. They can't stand it, though, because now you got them. And you know what you know their strategy, unlike ours? Their strategy is they just don't respond. They don't say anything. They just don't respond. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. Okay, let's see. Oh, I have a lot of good ones tonight. I have a lot of really fun ones tonight. I only touched on, which is, let me see this one. Miss Texas, she attacked the President Trump. Did I do the whole story? Okay, well, hey, what do I know? That's what I got you for. Let's make sure I don't totally lose my mind. All right. What else have we got? Oh, here's a good one. The Portland. God. See, I'm trying to get them out of my mind. The Portland police are purging their gang database because there's not enough white gangs. And, you know, that leads to inequality. If you don't have enough white people doing crime, then that's just not, it's just not right. Maybe we should train more of them to do that. The Portland police will no longer maintain a database of suspected gang members due to the concerns that the vast majority of people with the gang label are what? Come on, anybody, give a guess, right? Right, they're racial minorities. Starting October 15th, the Portland Police Bureau will end the 20-year practice of issuing gang member designations, which police say can lead to unintended consequences. When did we become so worried that a criminal, a known criminal, an ongoing one who is pursuing the life of crime, may be tagged as a lifelong criminal? I don't know. It's always been confusing to me. They're worried that this might become a lifelong stigma, even for those who've given up a lifestyle. Well, instead of wiping it out, why don't you make it so if they haven't had a run-in with the police, if they haven't had any problems and they're working and they're paying their taxes for like 5 years, they come off the list. Wouldn't that make more sense? Oh, no, we have to wipe them off like they never even existed. Officials intend to notify the approximately 300 people on the gang list that the Bureau will purge records related to designations. Now, there are still criminal gang members. That doesn't go away because we don't have a gang designation. So we don't want to call these people out as being active gang members because that puts them in a whole different category. Look, there's a big difference between the guy that breaks into a car from time to time to steal a purse or steal something. He's still a bad guy. He's still a robber. Don't get me wrong. He's not a gang member because gang members do things at times for total different reasons. Sometimes it's just initiation. Sometimes they're meeting their quota of how much money they're supposed to bring in. There's other pressure there, and if something goes down in a fight or got to get you back kind of thing, guess what? The whole gang comes after you, not just one person. City officials and community activists, I hate that. The minute you see that word, Your spider sense should go up in the back of your neck. City officials and community activists had long urged the Bureau to stop attaching the gang designation to the criminal suspects, and we don't want them to feel bad. They claim the practice disproportionately impacted people of color. See, they bring race into it. No, it's true. They bring race into it, because here's the deal. If a criminal is a criminal is a criminal, what's color got to do with it? If a criminal is a criminal is a criminal, and you pull up the list, and it just so happens there's more blacks than there are whites, or more Hispanics than there are whites, or more Asians than there are whites, that's just the data. You guys are data freaks, except when it doesn't work for you. A review of the police data by the Oregonian last year found that 81% of the criminal gang affiliates in Portland database were racial or ethnic minorities. You know what that means? It means, no, pay attention, because I don't want you to get this wrong, and I don't want you to misunderstand me. It means that 81% of the people in a gang were racial or ethnic minorities. That's what it means. I know it's kind of confusing. Now, this is too long coming, said the Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, who is also the city's police commissioner. It was the right thing to do. Under the current policy, police officers can add someone to the gang database if the person self-identifies as a gang member. Yeah, well, they're so honest. Just ask them. They'll tell you. These people. Participants in a gang initiation ritual commits a gang-related crime or displays two or more observable signs of gang membership. Neither a criminal conviction nor an arrest is required to attach a gang designation to a suspect's file. Can you believe this? I mean, is this a lunacy gone wild? We should do a whole video like that. Instead of girls gone wild, we're going to do lunacy gone wild. What do you think? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do mean always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Please be part of the conversation. Please be part of the solution. No. Seriously. Really. And I do very much appreciate the time you're spending with us. And give me input. Seriously. Send me an email. joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Where you can start off your subject line with a TRS. If you want me to take you seriously, you need to start it off with a TRS. And tell me whether it's a speaker you want me to bring on, you know, a topic you want me to touch on, changes to the website. Hey, listen, head over to therealside.com. I want you to get the app, all right? We have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. We've spent a decent money to make work, to make happen so you guys can get the show in a dozen different ways, and you can actually listen to the show, and you can be involved in the chat room at the same time on the app. We have a way to make that happen. So if it's not working for you, or you need help with it, or what have you, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. All right. I get lost so easy. Well, we're talking about the Portland gang issue. Actually, it's not a gang issue for anybody but them. They don't want to designate them. You know, it's like we've got to. For the OLs, the old listeners, you remember in the early years of the show, I used to say it all the time, and I got tired of saying it because we weren't going anywhere with it. But I said, look, we have become a society when we can't stop something from happening, we embrace it. We find it discomfortable or uncomfortable, we embrace it. What is that all about? When did we head down that road? You know, look what's going on with dope. I went back and forth with the guy for a little bit on Facebook. Hopefully he's listening tonight, so he knows I wasn't doing it because I'm mad at him and don't like him because of his stance. But I made a comment that, you know, it's not your grandpa's marijuana. It's not the stuff that we smoked in school. It's much more potent. It's much more powerful. It has more chemicals in it. And it's so much worse for you. And there's more to it than just the dope. We need to really look at society. We look at what's going on. We look at our kids checking out because they can't deal with the realities of life, anything. They don't know how to push through things. So, let's go to the dope portion of this and check out. If you don't see it, you're not paying attention. And don't say all the kids were like that, because it's not true. This is not the same thing that was happening in the 70s. Yeah, we were stupid. It was all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I get it. But we weren't checking out. I mean, seriously, we weren't checking out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So here you go again. I started to tell you that, you know, Portland is trying to remove the gang member designation. Now, there is a difference between a gang member and a regular crook. There's a difference between, you know, a gang member and one that's just, you know, doing it on their own to, I don't know, to support their drug habit. The big difference between the two. So now they don't want it. They no longer want to identify people as gang members only because it seems to be tipped more towards Hispanics and blacks. Well, all I'm saying to you is, you know, because the left's always talking about science, they're always talking about data, they're always talking about look at the numbers, look at the real numbers. If 81% of the people committing crimes in Portland or black or Hispanic, so be it. That's the number. Deal with it. If 80% of them were white or Italian, then I would say, that's the number. Deal with it. I wouldn't ask you to change it. You have to deal with it. There's good and bad in every society. There's good and bad in every group. Or as I like to say, there's good and bad with every tribe. Right? And then we got to, until we decide to take action. And I'm not talking about violent action, guys. You already know this. You know, I go all over the place. I don't mean to do it to you guys, but something will pop into my head. Look, I grew up in the north end of Boston. And some of you know that area, and you know it's like. When I grew up there, it was 100% Italian. There were no Irish there. We didn't allow them in. There were no blacks there. We didn't allow them in. We didn't allow Asians in. We just wanted Italians who only spoke Italian, who just come off the boat. It's just the way it was. I'm not right, wrong, or indifferent. There's a reality to our history, and that's just the way it was. And at one time, I've been reading it. At one time, that area that I grew up in, they said was as crowded. You know, it was 1 square mile or 1.5 square miles. As crowded as Bangladesh was at the time. Okay? You're not getting me in trouble with the South Boston talk. But those racist, Italiaphobe policemen, those Boston cops, hated Italians. Because when they came to our part of town, they only ever arrested Italians. So apparently they came looking for us. Apparently they loved to pin everything on us when it came to that. So it's amazing that they never arrested the Irish guys. They never arrested the black guys. They never arrested the Asian guys. You know why? Because they didn't live there. They weren't around. That's right. We were stealing from our own, which was a stupid thing to do. The mafia had a very heavy presence in the area that I grew up in. I'll tell you one thing. My grandmother could walk to the store at 9 o'clock at night with her purse and money falling out of her purse, and nobody would steal a nickel from her because they wouldn't have it. There was one thing about them taking care of their own. But when the cops came to town, they only arrested Italians. Let's see if you can figure out why. Was that database slanted? Right? Like I said earlier, were they Italiaphobes? What was the deal? Hey, here's one to put a smile on your face. Dairy Queen owner just royally enraged every liberal in town with the new sign they just put up. And I love it. I think if I got all the store owners listening, what I may do is make up these signs. What do you guys think about this? I'm going to have a bunch of posters made up. And if you guys will post it in your store and take a picture of it, I'll send it to you for free. I'll have to ask for this one. All right? There was a time when social media was used to post, you know, funny pictures of our kids, adorable little pets, you know, videos. We weren't this nasty. Right? And then you people keep posting your food. I mean, seriously, you're making me crazy. Because I want it all. I mean, seriously, I just want it all. But now we've all seen those keyboard warriors online with their unchecked virtue. They're showing out. They're screaming about stuff that we're putting up or calling us racist or bigot because we say we voted for Donald Trump or whatever it is. I'm tired of all that stuff, too. So one Wisconsin Dairy Queen posted a politically incorrect sign in their window. It was inevitable that the liberals would soon be triggered, and of course, they'd start to lose their minds. And we weren't disappointed. I say that all the time. When I see that stuff, I always tell you guys, well, here it comes. So owner Kevin Schoenman has created quite a stir on the social media, and it was not for his delicious frozen treats. It wasn't for his banana splits or anything like that. Schoenman posted on the door a sign that the left would deem as politically incorrect, and in all reality, it isn't. The simple sign consists of a list of sayings and core values. See? You got to do this. Let people know up front. And the values and what he's got listed, the majority of Americans are in agreement with. The sign reads, "This restaurant is politically incorrect. We have been known to say, Merry Christmas, Happy Easter, God bless America, and we give away free ice cream cones to veterans on Veterans Day." The bottom line? It's if you're insulted, I'm sure there's another place you can go. Anyway, the bottom of the sign also says, in very large letters, "In God we trust." Now, I don't think we play in that area. I don't think a show plays in that area. But I'm sure I've got listeners in that area that listen on their smartphone. You need to go in, and I don't care if it's 32 degrees below zero there. You need to go in and buy something from this guy. I don't care if it's a bottled water. And you need to tell him how much you appreciate him. We don't do this enough for our people. You got to tell him how much you appreciate him standing up. You got to tell him how much you appreciate what he's doing. And to keep it up and give him your email address and tell him if you ever need help, you email us and I'll bring 20 people down here to support you, to help you, to be with you. Okay? No, seriously. The sign was posted 4 years ago after a customer came into the establishment and complained that there was Christian music. Oh, my God, there's Christian music being played. I can't eat my ice cream and listen to Christian music. Then another customer complained that Showman was giving away free ice cream cones to veterans and found that to be unfair. I would have charged that guy twice as much. What do you think? He put the sign up to put them in their place. God bless this man. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit on Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live and listen live. Take the poll. A lot you can do up there. And I do mean a lot that you can do up there. But not yet. I want you to hear the rest of this. So I was going to dump this and just move on, but I got to thinking about it. No, there's so much more to the story. This is the Dairy Queen operator. Who he put a sign up in his window years ago. You know, and I didn't pull this together until the break. I know, I'm a little slow. You guys don't know. I am. I'm a little slow. And apparently he put the sign up 4 years ago. And again, let me read the sign for those of you just tuning in. He puts up a sign, this restaurant is politically incorrect. We have been known to say things like Merry Christmas, Happy Easter, God Bless America, and give away free ice creams Sundays to veterans on Veterans Day. And the bottom of the sign has a big, In God We Trust. And here's how this works. If you don't like it, go down the street to Foster Freeze. Right? I mean, there's all kinds of places you can go to get the same thing you're getting there at that place. Now, the sign was posted 4 years ago. Okay, so nobody had a problem. It's right on the front door. Nobody had a problem with it. Nobody complained about it. Okay? And he put it up, though, after somebody complained about the Christian music in the store. Okay? Another customer was complaining that he was giving away free ice cream to veterans. And she found that totally to be unfair. Well, what was unfair? What have you done for the country, lady? See, this is where I get... I love those people who attack me on Facebook at my school board position. And I go, it's funny. I've never seen you do one thing for any child in the district. Not one. But yet you're going to call me out for what you think I should be doing. Get off your butt and you make a difference. You go to your local school. You make a difference. You make a change. You give up something personal to make something happen. Until then, you have bupkis for credibility. You have zero. Just like some of you Facebook warriors. And again, you know who you are. Don't get all personal on me thinking I'm picking on anyone of you in particular. But if all you ever do is pound on the pavement of Facebook or Facebook pavement, whatever, and you don't do something else to make a change, you're just a Facebook warrior. Seriously, unless you've got 3, 4, 5 million people following you, how much of a change are you actually making? And again, that's not to disparage some of you that that's where you're starting off at, but don't end there. Go to your local school board meetings. Go to your local town councils. Go make a difference locally. Get behind candidates that'll make a difference. Get behind candidates that line up with your belief system. So, when he started getting complaints like that, he put up the sign to shut them up and just say, hey, here's the sign. You don't like it, go somewhere else. It's really that simple. And all of a sudden, well, a reporter came down and talked to him about the sign. They just seemed to find it 4 years later. He said it just bothers him that all of a sudden basic values are becoming controversial. And after the sign hung there for so long, about 2 weeks ago, a snowflake saw it, took a picture of it, put it out on, her name is Ashley Coleman, should you want to look her up. Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N, saw the sign hanging on the door, triggered her. I want to thank you, parents. I don't know who her parents are, but I want to thank them. I want to thank the college or the school she goes to because they helped solidify this. Oh, and let's not forget the Democrat Party. Right? She saw the sign hanging on the door. She was triggered by the sentiment, and she needed to take a snapshot of the sign. And she puts it up on Facebook, and she says, I find this extremely offensive. Well, then go stick your head in a dark place and don't come back. It's that simple. Go find another liberal ice cream shop. Go to Ben and Jerry's or find one of those. They're liberal. You can't get any more liberal than they are. She goes on to say, please speak with the franchise owner. Now, Facebook has since pulled the post down. They find it offensive. Think about that. The post quickly picked up steam on Facebook. Over 1,000 people shared it. 1,000 people shared it. What she found out, as I would suspect many would if they actually went outside of Facebook, is the community was not on her side by any stretch of the imagination. CBS reporter showed up there. And the owner said, hey, business is good. They love the sign on the door. See, they'll come out and support you if you let them know. And you guys listening to this show, if you live in that area, let them know. Bring more people there. Seriously. She went on to say, let me see, some of the residents in the area even said the sign is unnecessary since most of them share the same values. In this small community, I don't think it's a problem, she said Liz Torreson. We're all just like, we just like each other and we like having fun. Dairy Queen is not dictated to the owner to take on a sign, but they did distance themselves from the poster. Bunch of wusses. American Dairy Queen Corporation does not encourage our independently owned and operated franchises to post non-business. Now you watch, they're going to put something up where you're not going to be able to do this anymore. To post non-business related messages in their locations. Or on their internal reader boards, the sign expressed the views of this independent owner only, does not speak for the American Dairy Queen Corporation or any of our independent franchise owners. We expect our franchisees and employees to treat every person who walks through the door with the, I would love to, you know what, I may try to call them tomorrow and talk to them about this and see if they have a problem or if they think it's special treatment to give a veteran a free ice cream. I really would love to know. Maybe we could tweet them. They would probably respond to a tweet on this one and just say, look, we've read this article about the Dairy Queen, do you approve of giving free ice creams to veterans on Veterans Day? Is that within company policy? I'd love to know. This is why I say to you guys, don't. Look, you got a store owner like that that'll do it, then go ahead and support him. But I wouldn't support Dairy Queen as a whole just because. I'm so tired of this. I am so, you know, see, I want to do another story, but I just had this conversation with a friend of mine this morning. I am so tired of Christians, comma, conservatives, comma, Republicans, comma, patriots, okay? Some of you, not all of you, some of you, you know, you wave the American flag, you wear American pins on your shirt, you go, yeah, okay, America, but you have businesses and you back down because you're afraid you won't be able to make ends meet. So what are you going to take a stand for? Think about what your founding fathers did. They didn't worry about what they sold. They didn't worry about their lives. They didn't worry about their properties. They didn't worry about their family. And a lot of them lost it all. A lot of them died. A lot of them lost their families. They lost their homes, were burnt to the ground. Do we have any founding fathers left? Really, Brad Stein, God's comic. Love the guy. He does a talk about where are the warriors. And he is so right on. Where are the warriors? Where are today's warriors? Where are your warriors for God? Where are your warriors for this country? Where are you guys? And I'm not talking about like Antifa going and breaking windows and being stupid. I'm talking about where are the warriors that are willing to stand up, that are willing to go into their local car dealer and say, I don't see a flag here, and I don't care if you give me $5,000 off the car, I'm going somewhere else. I'm going to go give the money to a patriot, okay, who's going to take my extra money, and he's going to distribute it properly and make sure that he sticks up for the principles of this country. Where are you? I'm not accusing any one of you, but where are you? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, the Pope. And again, I grew up in the Catholic Church. I loved my Catholic upbringing. I know there's been some issues over the last years, and I was never happened to me. And most of the guys I knew it never happened to. So that's not where I'm going. But Pope Francis, he's a different fella. We'll put it that way. No Pope has taken issues like this on you know, social justice issues, if you would. And I wish religious leaders would stick to dogma, stick to scripture. Does God want us to take care of this earth? Of course God wants us to take care of this earth. But to the detriment of humans? I don't understand vegan Christians, Catholics, whatever. When God tells you to kill and eat, well, what's he tell you to do? Kill a plant? Kill a pepper? I don't get it. And I'm not saying if you're a vegan, you're a bad person. That's not what I mean by that at all. But we get so caught up in all this stuff. And His Holiness is making fun of people, actually sticking his finger in their faces if they don't believe in climate change. He says it's a settled science. I hate to believe he's been duped, too. It is not a settled science. You know that number they give everybody? Do your own homework. You know that number they give to everybody, that 95 or 97% of the scientists agree with climate change, that it's man-made? What they don't tell you is that 6,000 surveys were sent out. 300 were returned. 6,000 surveys sent out. 300 returned, and of the ones that returned them, of the 300, I want you to think of these numbers. 90-some-odd% agreed that climate change is man-made. I'm sorry, when does that become scientific fact? How does that become scientific fact? I'm just curious. And on Monday, he came out and he said that history will judge the actions of the leaders of climate change. I'm sorry to disagree with him. I don't care what history says. I care what God says. I care what God wants me to do. I'm not going to do what the leaders tell me to do. Remember one leader in particular who told his followers to kill 7 million Jews? You think that made God happy? I don't care what the leaders say. Men are men. You know, when it comes to this kind of stuff, it can't be emotional. We have to think it through. We have to use real science for this. I'm Joe with Senior Host. When we come back in the next hour, we're going to play and we're going to comment on Steve Bannon's interview with 60 Minutes over the weekend. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour.